Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work. Be a solution. I recently witnessed something intriguing in a Facebook group not at all related to the entertainment industry. See, as a business owner, I spend time in communities designed to help entrepreneurs handle growth management. And now and then, I get to experience something really gorgeous in terms of its ability to help me illustrate a concept to actors from outside the industry, where it's sometimes easier to see. Even more fun, when the "I have a brilliant plan that'll make a zillion dollars" idea comes from someone not in the entertainment industry, certain he's created something that will serve the industry. Enter Dude with an App. You know the dude with an app. They're everywhere. I get it. But this guy is sure he's created the next big thing in casting. It's an app that allows actors to upload audition footage directly to the casting director's account, whether the actor has representation or not, whether the casting director has invited that footage or not. Uh-huh. My question: which casting directors out there are seeking more places to look for actors? Which casting directors with a track record of more than a single project are looking to leave their current favorite submission portal to find a new option to restart? Which casting directors would prefer not to have the filtering process that exists thanks to their relationships with agents and managers, and instead to receive direct from actor uploads right into their smartphones? Wait, it gets better. He says, "The best auditions get upvoted." My question: by whom? Ah, by the community. Which means, if you have 100 friends also in the app, your audition footage can be upvoted and pushed in front of the casting director of your choice. And this basically means a casting director has a pack of new, unvetted casting assistants whose tastes could be anything and who most likely are folks of the "I'm a friend of Joe, so I give Joe 5 stars" variety. Yeah, sign me up, not ever. But color me hater when I mention this in the startup group that maybe, you know, this isn't the best use of such very cool technology in app land. Here's what I identified in the convo that followed with the app developer, in which I attempted to help him understand the entertainment industry, its buyers, its filtering process, and the sheer numbers just a little better. He wasn't interested in providing a solution for the buyers. He was interested in providing a non-solution for the sellers. Light bulb moment. This is why actors will spend money on non-solutions that solve not a buyer's problem, but their own problems. You know, how to get access to buyers. These are not the same things. Actors need to figure out how they are the solutions to the problems the buyers have. But instead, they're flinging money at solving problems they, the sellers, have. This is why many actors will throw endless cheddar at a workshop or postcard campaign or mass mailing or a marquee coach level class or new headshots 1,000 times, or to recut a demo reel, or to take a course in how to master social networking, or even plastic surgery to fix a thing that's only a thing to them. Them, not buyers. This is why there are actors out there looking to prove to casting directors, agents, managers, showrunners, writers, producers, directors, all buyers, by the way, that they're awesome options for the things we don't need. They're not at all focused on what it is that the buyers might possibly be looking for, and therefore they're not showcasing what it is that they do that happens to line up with exactly that. Sure, it can be fun to be what you think the buyers should want, but because it's more profitable to solve the problem they actually have, maybe consider doing that. And then teach the buyers what else you can do once you're on the inside. Bottom line, producers have approximately 1 zillion problems to solve as a part of the producing process. One of those problems to solve is the line item that is the role for which you're hoping to be cast. Your mission: look like a solution to that problem. Be a solution. If you show up looking like a blank slate, like a driven actor with crazy range, like a master marketer, like a passionate performer, like a solution to something that doesn't need solving, at least from the POV of the buyer, you're just thanked and sent on your way. Think about how you can look like a solution, a specific solution, a buyer's solution today. It's probably simpler than you think it is. Not easy, but simple. Shift your focus and shift your career trajectory. All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.